Please kneel. We're going to start this testimony service on our knees. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for blessing us in this last month. And for those of us that are new in our number, in the last 30, 40, 50 years, wherever it is, because we're about to praise your name, praise the name of your Son, and praise the Holy Spirit for what you have done for us these last 30 days or 30 years. Thank you so much for answered prayer, be it small or large prayers, or even not answering, because we would consume it upon our lusts. And so thank you, Father, for being a father, not a tyrant unto us like the world depicts you. So thank you so much for loving us and teaching us how to love you. Please bless us with your continued presence. Thank you again for blessing all those on the prayer list, that are, especially those that are are sick right now. And so thank you so much, Father God, for your loving hand upon us and blessing us where we need to be blessed. And again, we uplift Brother Matthew and his wife who are in the hospital. And so thank you, Father, for answered prayer. and for all these testimonies that are going to be shared here in a few moments. And we all offer that prayer, this prayer, and these praises to the best of our ability. And we pray in that name to the best of our ability that we always fall short in. And thank you for winking at our times of ignorance. But that name that we seek to be perfected in is the only name that we can be perfected by. It's the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And thank you again, Brother Joe, for recording things. I know I say that to remind you, but I know he never forgets. So, anywho. First off, I just got a text from Brother Tim. He's saying, Sabbath blessings, everyone. The other day I was out driving and my car started making a weird noise. I didn't know what it was, so I prayed and asked God to fix my car. Well, it made that sound all the way to my house. The next day I went out and my car wasn't making that sound anymore. I praised God for fixing my car. Amen and amen, brother. Yeah, that is so neat. So, but we got a bunch of praises here that I've gotten in emails last few days. Everybody starts, it usually starts on Wednesday. Some actually jumped the gun and like Sunday I'm getting, you know, the day after last Sabbath, you know, I'm getting emails from people about what they want to share because not everybody has access to the microphones. We only have 20 microphones in the turbo server. And at this point, I think, how many does it say? It used to say a number somewhere. I don't see it anywhere. Oh, there it is. You got to look at the top of your screen, your computer screen, where it's got the some more tools, and it says 7. So we've got plenty of more. We've got 13 more, microphones. So in the days when we get, more people, they're going to be speaking. And hopefully, well, I was actually looking at some stuff the other day, and I want to praise the Lord for this too, about how he revealed to me at this point it wouldn't be a good idea in regards to this new chat room. It was kind of similar to the chat room we used to have, but I don't really want to do business with these kind of people until they do something about stopping the people that are using their demo, if you will. They're leaving their demo on 24/7, and you wouldn't believe the kind of people are going in there and put the kind of pictures they're putting in there, and videos. They're using video too, and so I said, "Oh, forget this," because you know how do you test it when you got to look at the demos when you got to look at all that garbage. So, anywho, I want to praise the Lord for that because what we're using works fine, and so we had to do a hybrid system because there's no other way of doing it. Everybody out there wants us to join their Zoom stuff so that the government could just sit there and listen to what we're saying. And they no doubt do it now anyway, but we're not going to make it easy for them. And so, last night, right before I was getting ready for bed, which ended up making me stay up for over, boy, I went to bed late last night. But I spent some quality time with the Lord in that time. And I sent a comment to a young man, well, younger than me. He looks to be in his 40s, maybe early 50s, who, and this is what, this just blessed my heart when I saw it, that, and if there's somebody that's going to hit the microphone, I can't remember how we did this last time we did this, to share the testimonies that are being put into the text chat, because I just saw it jump up and I see Brother Gorin's got one in there. But if you can keep track of those and share them later. But there was a man, I'm not going to say his name as of yet, but he's got almost 1.9 million subscribers. And what he was saying on camera, and I just looked at the date this morning because I watched it again. I wanted to see if he had, I didn't watch the whole thing again, but I wanted to see if he responded to my comment, but he obviously didn't because I looked at the date of the comment that he made. And then 2 days later, he makes a video that his dad died, so maybe he hasn't had time to look at any of the comments. But he was saying things that we say in regards to the word remember being a, he didn't more or less say it was a prophetic statement, but he's on the exact same page all of a sudden out of the blue. But the way he's talking, it looks like that he was studying for a long time, and I hope and pray that it was on safe websites, and hopefully ours, because some of the things he was saying have been put in writing on the website, our websites. And so it looks pretty good. But, for someone like that with 8.9 million subscribers, he can reach a lot of souls. The Lord can use him. And he's got a magnetic way of speaking, too, and so it makes it easy to listen to what he has to say. And he's just shooting off the hip, too, like off the cuff, and it's just coming out of him. And you can tell he has an obedient spirit, and so keep him in your prayers. I don't know what the guy's name is. He has a handle. Oh, and by the way, somebody just, registered for the chat room using a handle instead of their real first name. I thought I had somewhere on the site that you got to use your real first name here, because handles always end up causing a problem. They come in acting like someone else or whatever. And so we prefer your real first name. But so please, if you're listening on WTPR or something like that, please. It happened last week, too. It'll just happen again. But keep this guy in prayer that was on YouTube that I saw last night, because the Lord can use him in a mighty way. And pray that the apostate hordes that are out there don't approach him and try to get him to believe like they did to other people that could have been used by God in a major way, like Galel Doss, at World's Last Chance. He was part of our number. And then somebody approached him, and he fell for it, in regards to the Holy Spirit not being God. And I even warned him. I says, you keep preaching this, you're going to start preaching some really strange things. He ignored it, of course, left our church. And now he says the world is flat. You got to keep a Sabbath based on the moon. So you got to keep telling your boss every month, you can't work on this day of the week, and you can't work on that day of the week. And it keeps, so you're going to lose your job. And what else? There were some other things. Oh, yeah, John Paul II was going to raise from the dead and become the Antichrist. It's just a mess. And so keep this guy in your prayers. There's a bunch of demon-possessed people out there that are going to do everything they can to get him to hear that the Holy Spirit doesn't exist, Jesus isn't God, and all sorts of things. Allah is God, and you got to keep the feast days. I mean, it's just, pray for him. And again, I don't know the guy's name. He just uses a handle. But I also have another praise here, and I'm not going to mention this guy's name either. This guy contacted me. Somebody in our – well, actually, somebody by – his first name is Wayne. At first, I asked him, did you say Dwayne? He goes, no, Wayne. And then because we have a Dwayne, but we don't have a Wayne. Well, we do probably, but not in the text chat, if you will. And he said his friend who lives in his state, and let's just say it's Eastern Seaboard, Eastern side of the nation kind of a thing. And I guess because I says, it looks to me like you ordered the book, sir. And he goes, oh, no, I never did. But then it made sense when I scanned the IP address that his friend filled in the form for him. And his friend lives in his neck of the woods, so it's going to be in the same state. The guy is a retired Seventh-day Adventist pastor. He has a radio show. And I just scanned it. I just found his stuff yesterday in regards to how he gets on the radio. And so he is connected with some 501c3 guys, especially guys like Stephen Bohr, that say you got to get the vaccine and stuff and lie and say Ellen White got it. I did a video about that too. He literally lied on camera or echoed a lie from somebody else and put it in print and it made it look like it was the gospel or something, and it wasn't. And so pray for this guy. But my point in all this is he contacted me because, and this I'm praising God for, in regards to what he told me. This shows the Holy Spirit is in the Seventh-day Remnant movement in a way that, I mean, I knew it was there. We all knew it. The Holy Spirit was here. But now we've got confirmation that he is literally working with us and anybody else that believes as we do. I'm not going to lock it down into denominational thing. That's why I've been using the term movement lately for the last few months. And what I mean is, in all this, somebody got, his friend got him the Arlac book, the Religious Laws Are Coming book, and he read it, and it floored him. And the thing he says, and I didn't know this. He told me this on the phone. I told this to Eli and Sean that, that the Seventh-day Adventist Church, before they did a complete fall into Roman dogma in 1980, in the 1970s and 60s, I'm assuming, were printing books that were, let me just see, let's change, I got the book right here, that were a portion of Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, the Great Controversy, the original Great Controversy. And he says, this is amazing, he says, your book literally started on the exact same chapter 34, about spiritualism, and went all the way to the end with exactly 111 pages. And he says, they used to do that. They even had an orange flame on the front. And we have orange fire on the bottom of that time, you know, that hourglass with people falling into it, into the fire. You know, there was an artist, I guess, up in, I think this is the artist from the UK that did that. I think it's the same guy that works with Brother Alvin. Boy, the guy's really, really talented in his artwork. And he says, yeah, I says, but they stopped. And I couldn't, because he says when he's on the radio and he's preaching all this stuff and he's in all these radio stations up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And he said that in the last 6 weeks alone, he's been sending out the Great Controversy, 100 of them so far. And I know he hasn't contacted Mary Beth. She ain't giving him no case, because there's only 24 in the case anyway. And so he's probably sending out the 1911 or the 1888, not realizing the danger in so doing. But he wanted our book, because no one else makes it like this. And I said, not a problem. So we're just going to test the waters here. You know, I'd like to get them 100 every month or so. But Eli's, you know, and I agree with Eli 100%. Let's just test it. Throw him 45 books for free, because he wants to buy them. And he says, oh, no, I'm going to send you my, I says, well, whatever. If you send a buck, it doesn't, you know, the Lord has moved us to do this. We have a burden to do this. You know, we're, literally, I mean, over 8,000 books are out right now. And if you try to do the math on what that costs, I don't even want to think about it, because the Lord gave us the money when we needed it, and it's gone. It went out, and the people have it in their hands. And we're getting a lot of good responses and emails and stuff on this. And so I want to praise the Lord for that, because these people are going to, when he sends them these books, they're going to get the unedited version. Now, here's the kicker, and I hope he doesn't put a sticker on the back of the book, so pray about this. It says on the back of our book, if you're blessed by what you have just read, would like the entire book free of charge, please send your name and address to Seventh-day Remnant, P.O. Box 522, Fowler, Indiana, 47944. And that's what, you know, they've been doing. And if so, hopefully, he'll get the foot in the door without realizing, because I did talk to the guy for about a half an hour on the phone. And he started mentioning all these other guys. And I didn't say nothing yet, because I don't want to ruffle, you know, I don't want to stir up the pot there, because he's praising the Lord left and right and all this, and I'm praising him. And it's no, we're not working together with him. We're not funding him in any way. And, you know, because I don't know how deeply connected he is to the SDA Church, but the blessed thing here is that the real truth is going to be getting out even more so now. And so I wanted to praise the Lord on that too. So praise his mighty name. And keep praying that. Okay, Sister Mindy's going to share the ones that are in the text chat. She's going to share them on the mic. So praise the Lord. All right. But, Sister Amber, a different Sister Amber, shared this. I was supposed to share it last month, but I missed the email because I don't know. I just missed it. It was just, you know, my emails are very, very problematic at times. And sometimes, especially if somebody uses my John 14:29 email, I don't know why, but the DNS server has a real attitude on that one. It's not on my home server, so sometimes it could take anywhere from 5 minutes to 5 hours for me to get the email. But I usually get them on that one there. And so, but anyway, Sister Amber S. is her last name, she says. Hi, I just want to praise God for, I just want to praise God for, on a Sunday, I was finally able to give someone paper on the vaccine you have on your track page. Oh, okay, yeah, the vaccine track, you know, the Vaxxed track Vex to Mark Trek is what she's probably talking about there. And I think Brother Doug is another one that I missed last month, or maybe he just sent me one recently. But I got a praise here from Brother Doug, and I got a bunch of praises. In fact, so I'm going to read one or two of these, and then I'm going to drop the mic for Sister Mindy or anybody else that. In the 70s, the Holy Spirit moved the obedient SDAs before they went totally backwards into sin to do this little book, and now we're doing it. And no one told us about what they were doing back then. The Holy Spirit was alone. It was the only one that told us. So praise the Lord. I actually got a wow, praise the Lord from the guy when I mentioned what Sister White said about the falling from the leaves, the tracks falling from the leaves, like the leaves of autumn. And so, yeah. But again, keep him in your prayers. I guess he's an older guy. He's a retired. How do you retire from preaching? I don't get that, but I guess the SDA chair insists. Maybe they're kind of forced retirement to get him because he was, annoying them or something, or preaching too much truth. Hopefully, I don't know. But anyway, keep him in your prayers. His first name is Frank. I'll just leave it at that. Let's see. Okay, let me read this one. This one here is from Brother Doug. He says, I praise the Lord for his huge sacrifice for mankind, for his patience, his grace, and forgiveness. I praise the Lord for the clear blue sky, which is something we haven't had a lot of this summer in Northern California due to these horrific fires, which seem to be getting worse every year. Yeah, they're man-made. They're doing it on purpose. They're trying to build their little, Shangri-La or something over there. I don't know. The government, the elite. And he goes on. He says, I praise the Lord for our brave firefighters who day after day battled these blazes relentlessly and saved thousands of homes due to their determination, which one came close just east of here to burning 1 million acres. Wow. I praise the Lord for water in my well that was made accessible by the well guys who dropped the straw down past the water level after being without for several days. Yeah, because they're pumping that thing dry. You're trying to put the fires out, obviously. It reminded me not to take anything for granted and humbled me by taking bird baths in the sink until they made it out to my place. I praise the Lord. I got to see if I can't get this text. Oh, good, I can. I didn't know you could do this in Notepad. Because it's hard for me to read this small text. All right, so he says, I praise the Lord for healing and answered prayers. For healing four friends, which took sick a couple of weeks ago. I praise the Lord for the set of testimonies to the church, along with the copies of the 1884 that Sister Mary Beth had sent me. I especially praise the Lord for my eyesight as I deal with ocular rosacea, as my eyeballs are 70 years old and have a hard life thanks to me. Yeah, I know what you mean there too, brother. I just had to increase the text. So he goes, I also praise the Lord for finding POGM as it has become my only church here in the last days, and for the desire to witness to certain people in my life. And please pray for our school kids here in California, as our governor, Gavin Newsom, has issued our nation's first mandated injections for all, from kindergarten to age 12, school children, public and private, and are waiting for FDA approval. I'm outraged that this government would do this, but not surprised that this Jesuit puppet does what he does. Please pray for all the children in the world that our Father would protect them from these demon-filled world leaders. And then he says, God bless. And thank you, Nick, for your time. I will try not to bother you with emailing. It would be easier for me to call you next time anyway. Later, bro. And then so later. So, yeah, call me anytime. And email's not a problem. It's just it takes me a little time to get back to people sometimes with the email. Oh, and Tim just sent me another praise. He says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would also like to praise God for a good friend of mine paid the remaining balance of my wife's ashes. She passed away about 3 months ago. Yes, I think yesterday was the anniversary or the day before, something like that. It would have taken me about 10 months or so to pay for it. He calls me He called me to ask for the funeral home's number. Next thing I know, he texts me and says the balance was paid in full. It was almost $700. So I praise God for that and for him. Thank you. God bless. Amen, my brother. Amen and amen. So that's what brothers do. So praise the Lord. Sister Vera sent me a praise. And Sister Fran usually does this, but she has stepped away for a little bit. And she says, Sabbath blessings. So I'm reading it, is what I mean. Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus for the lovely camping trip that I had in the forest, bathing in God's amazing works, and it was so lovely. I miss the beautiful nature of America as I live in the busy city overseas where much of the nature was destroyed to raise up buildings for the overpopulated city of Hebron. I think it's Hebron. So I want to praise Jesus for the opportunity of coming to the States this past summer to once again enjoy the beautiful nature of God and reconnect with relatives and friends and all the opportunity to give them final warning of the final warnings of the end times. Please pray that they will heed the warning and use this little time of respite to draw near unto God and stop their sins. And especially, I want to praise Jesus for making it possible for me to return back overseas to my children and husband. As some of you may know, Israel closed their borders to foreigners during the pandemic, and towards the end only began to allow certain cases who applied for entry for specific urgent purposes. I applied for this special permission at the end of August, and towards the end of October, I got permission to enter Israel for 3 months. So I flew in at the beginning of the month of November when Israel announced that they will finally open to visitors, but only who are vaccinated or recovered. So I prayed hard that God would make a way for me to enter Israel without requiring vaccination, and praise God, he made a way, and I am back overseas with my family. Amen. And I also want to see the Lord is showing us how to get around these situations, but it's going to get more intense. But he's going to show us how to get around that too. So keep praying, brothers and sisters, but stay in the Word. And then she finishes here by saying, I also want to praise him for the travel mercies and all the opportunity to share the truth while traveling. God bless, Sister Vera. And I also want to throw up a prayer request for two UPS guys. One of them I gave some tracks to, or three of them, yeah. Two of them I gave some tracks to, and this other one that I just started meeting, and he's a really likable guy. And I'm hoping and praying they didn't switch, because he told me they were switching his route in January. And because I was waiting for the perfect time to hand him a track to get, you know, because him and I are hitting it off. I mean, he's a real nice guy. And but the last two deliveries, it wasn't him. And no, he's a FedEx. He's a FedEx guy. So please pray that, because I asked the Lord this morning, I lifted him up in prayer, says, Father God, and I put all these tracks by the front door so that when he comes, man's going to get a handful. And so please keep in your prayer. I never asked him what his name is. So I haven't gotten, I never did that my whole life. I got so many friends when I was in high school that I said, hey, you know, that was it. Everybody's name was, hey, what's up, dude? That kind of thing, you know. But faces, I never forget. Okay, I'm going to share one more. And then Sister Mindy, or whoever, well, wait, let me see. I don't even see a hand up over there, so maybe I'll keep going until I see a hand up. Anyway, this next one is from Brother Warren, and he says, in my travels, I came across some wild cats and kittens. The kittens were not in good shape. Some were a little wobbly, and most had, I guess, viruses in their eyes. So in their water pans, I put strong nano silver. After a week, they appeared more lively, and all their eyes were now open. Praise the Lord. I can't stand seeing the creatures the Lord gave us to care for suffering. They now know when I'm close by, when they hear my truck. So he didn't bring them home. He went out there and took care of them. So praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. Amen. I'm a sucker for that too. I'm still kicking myself. I even had a dream about this cat, called him Big Head. I had to take him down the road because he kept on attacking our house cat, the one that lives in the house and goes out once in a while. But Big Head lived in the barn, and it was just and he was a feral cat. That he's got a big head. He looks like he could be a lynx, but he's got a long tail. So this big cat, Big Tabby, and it took me a month for him to even let me pet him. I had to work my way up. And the only reason I think it worked to where I was looked upon by him as not a big threat is one day I walked into the garage to bring daughters into the garage for the, you know, for the night, because we were having her getting used to the garage to spend in the winter. And I decided I can't, because when I came in, there's this huge tabby cat sitting on my lawnmower seat and staring at me like a tree. He wouldn't move because he figured, uh-oh, I didn't expect this. Because he wasn't going to run, because he knew the only way out was to go past me. But I think the reason it worked to the point where he didn't have that big of an issue with me is that when I walked in, I had daughters in my arms like I'm carrying a child. She'll lay out backward, like her face towards me, and her paws always up on my shoulder, and I'm just hugging on her, you know. He saw that and saw, oh, there goes a cat person, I guess, right? And I left food and underneath the lawnmower. Then I started moving the food out of the lawnmower. Then I put it over by the table and moved it out of the table because I put it under the table. And then finally, one day, he let me touch his head without freaking out. And we became buddies. But then, you know, so that's the reason I bring this up is because next time if I go out and about and I see wild cats, I'll feed them where they're at. I'm not going to bring them home. And but this guy literally made himself – he came to me, you know, like some of the cats do out here. But yeah, he was the only – there's an orange one out in our woods right now, but I haven't fed him. He's nowhere near as big as Big Head, though. All right, so – oh, Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic, and the next voice you shall hear will be that of Sister Mindy.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All righty. I'm going to share some praises here, and hold on a second. I'm going to add one more to my list that just got posted in the room. And then I'll share my praise later on here. Okay, we're going to get my list up that I collected here of everybody's praises. All right, first praise, Brother Gorin. He says, praise God for softening hearts, for pain relief. Praise the Lord for rest and the Sabbath, in parentheses, much needed. Praise the Lord for answering prayers the same day, for answering prayers even when you don't deserve it, for answering quick prayers in a matter of minutes. Praise the Lord for his care and protection. Praise the Lord, Brother Gorin. Sister Mary says, I'm grateful for the Lord for prayers answered, even if it means no for healing guidance. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Sister Nicole says, praise the Lord, praise God for blessing me with all my needs and giving me beautiful children. I thank him for bringing me here to this group, for giving me strength to get through, as I am very alone except for this group here as far as the faith. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. And there's quite a few of us here that are in your same position. We're the only ones in our families that have this faith except for our church family. And then Brother Tristan, it's short and simple. I just wanted to praise the Lord for sending someone to help me with my sink, especially right after I asked for help in prayer. Praise the Lord. Sister Pam says, I want to praise the Lord for easing my headache today so I can enjoy the Sabbath. Praise the Lord, sister, and pray that your headache goes totally away. Brother Scott has a praise. From Brother Stephen. I praise the Lord for helping me and delivering me from my anxiety that grips me and helping me to diminish my medication and giving me better sleep. And also for showing his abundant grace for instantly healing me when I cried out to him from an intense pain that can only be described as a heart attack. Oh, my. Also, he clothed me with pants over my mom, continually told me that we have to shop for pants, but it was supplied to us by a neighbor. Praise the Lord and for forgiving me of my sins. Praise the Lord, Brother Stephen. And then Brother Gilbert has a praise. I would like to praise and thank the Lord first for his many, many mercies on everyone around me and myself. Thank the Lord I passed my second year at my workplace. The many times my coworkers and myself were kept safe, I had a talk with someone at the workplace about salvation, and he listened. Many people I know, my wife and I, have roofs over our heads. We have food to eat, clothes to wear. I've been blessed with a job that allows me to keep the Lord's Sabbath, and too many other things to praise the Lord for. Again, I thank the Lord for his many mercies. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. Brother Joe has a praise. I want to praise the Lord for witnessing opportunities. I was able to share truth about the MLB and climate change with another co-worker. Please pray that she is blessed. Her name is Ellen. I want to praise the Lord for moving me to share MLB and climate change truth with a neighbor. It just so happened to be while I was looking at something with my wife's car that she was walking the dog and stopped to talk since she hadn't seen me for a while. When I was sharing scripture with her, she mentioned her dad that passed away used to share similar things with her. Please pray that the seed finds good soil. I want to praise the Lord for travel mercies. Finally, I want to praise the Lord for the peace with all that is happening around us. Just yesterday, another unjust law came about the company I'm with will be abiding by it, vax mandate. I will be submitting a religious exemption when necessary, and if it ends up being denied, so be it. The Lord has provided me with peace that it is according to his will. Praise the Lord, Brother Joe. And Brother Michael has a praise. I want to praise the Lord for his mercy, salvation, his guidance, and answered prayers. I praise him for being able to get out of work earlier on Friday so I can be ready for the Sabbath. Also, after asking the church for prayers, my dad's test for the virus came back negative. So praise Jesus for that too. And praise the Lord, today I met a sister in Christ online who speaks my native language, and she's a part of our movement in the UK. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for this church movement. Let the truth be known. Yes, praise the Lord, Brother Michael. And then Brother Arthur has a praise. I mentioned nano silver. I had sinus problems forever. I just put half an eyedropper of 50 ppm colloidal silver into a saline nasal rinse. After one time, both nostrils are now open. I am hopeful the problem will clear up completely. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have even known about it. Praise the Lord, Brother Arthur. We'll pray for your healing. And I think that's it. And praise the Lord for all these praises. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters. God bless.
Amen. I'm wondering if there's anybody else, but I don't see. All right, let me just say, I just got a text. Maybe it's from. Okay, thanks, Eli. I got a praise from Brother Eli as well. And he says, I want to praise the Lord for stopping the strong winds during the tornado warning we had this past month. At the middle of prayer, the strong winds stopped like nothing happened. And the tornado landed in another city 27 minutes from where I live. And then he shares Mark 4:41, and it says, and they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And then Proverbs 1:33, that says, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Wow, it sounds like that, that video I made about Harbinger. And I use that passage. But praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord that we survived whatever happened. I don't know if it was a tornado. It was a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I think, towards the beginning of the month, or of last month. And I've never seen wind like this before. I mean, we've had windy, very bad windy days before. As a matter of fact, yeah, they have been windier now that I think about it, because we did get damage, but this time I've never seen it, and it could have been because we just had new wiring put in outside. But it was during a church service, like a Sunday night, remember? We were having a meeting, and all of a sudden my cameras that are showing what's going on outside, one of them, it was like like pure white. It just got lit up. And I thought, well, maybe it was a glitch. And then I saw this ball of fire fly by. So I bolted out there and I saw it looked like a string of pearls, like four balls of fire just traveling through where the deck is and like nonchalantly cruising past my window, you know. And but that's the only damage I could think of. It was stretching out some of the wires. But the electrician came out and, you know, he says he didn't see anything. I didn't see any spot welding like if it hit the windmill. And but we did blow a fuse, and so he did realize that yeah, something must have happened. So he retaped all the wires just to make sure they, because one of them was unraveling, I noticed. But whether or not that caused it to spark like that, I don't know. But I want to praise the Lord that our house didn't start on fire. But then we do have lightning rods, and we must have been hit at least twice, because when we bought the house, we got three lightning rods, and they're huge. They're like 6 foot. It's not like the little ones you see on barns. They're like about a foot tall. And but they usually have these glass. We had glass balls on them, you know, orange balls. And I think they're just there for decoration, but it also tells you that you've been hit. Because if the lightning rod gets hit, yeah, the little glass ball is going to be vaporized. It's gone. And then the bolt just travels its way down the wire and goes into the ground. It never hurts the house, but you get this big shower of like 4th of July sparks all around the whole house. Well, we've heard the hits a couple of times. You hear a loud buzz, and then you hear the thunder, obviously, and then the light. Well, the light comes first, and you hear the buzz. But we have no balls on them at all now. They're all been burned off. So praise God for lightning rods, because one of my siblings had her house hit with lightning when everybody was out at a restaurant or something, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And when they came home, they says, oh, somebody's house is on fire in a neighborhood. It turns out it was theirs. And it tore it up pretty bad. So I want to praise the Lord that he protected us during that as well. That was about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. All right. So, and then I just got a praise from Brother Jordan. He says, Sabbath blessings. Pastor, can you pass my testimony? I should have read that. He goes, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, my health, and the health of my family, for blessing me with a job that gives me the true Sabbath off, opening my eyes when need be, and opening my ears when need be as well, for blessing me with the courage to spread the truth to a coworker, also giving me a couple of tracks, or giving him, rather, a couple of tracks. Praise the Lord for the trials that I tried to keep a smile during. So God bless all the church family. Amen. Oh, and Brother Dwayne wanted to let everybody know, if anybody here has any music or new songs, if you will, and you know, the people that actually, you know, have been blessed in that area, and a means to record them, please send them to Brother Dwayne. And Austin's been doing that, and I think he's got four or five of them now. If that's the case, that's very good. Yeah, I need to get him on the site. So no more hands up. Okay, I got a few more praises here. I got one from Sister Leanne. She says, Beloved brethren, I want to praise the Lord for much this past month. I was talking to Sister Vera about taking Hebrew classes. After we talked, I went to the website as we were talking about the course curriculum and wanted to look into it more. When I was looking, I saw a 20% discount for the class. It was something I had not seen before. I decided that this was a perfect for me financially. So after 2 years of studying Hebrew independently, I decided to look into formal Hebrew language classes. When inquiring about the classes to the school's administration's office, the lady talked to me about the transfer of the credit to my university of choice, and I stated I won't be getting a degree and that I just wanted the classes for the personal study of the language. I am not looking for a linguistics degree, I informed her. And the lady then said, if you're not transferring the credit to a university, then there will be less paperwork. So she stated that she can give me a 30% discount off the class because of this. And praise the Lord. This is a wonderful blessing from God. I only want to learn the Hebrew language for my personal studies and not for a degree in man's colleges. Amen. I have had two classes so far and am so happy with what I'm learning. One major blessing is that I can even witness on the college forum. I was even able to talk about that I keep the Seventh-day Sabbath as Christians to those at the school. As a Christian to those at the school. Please keep me in prayer so that I stay strong and true to His Word while I am learning this language. And the second, praise the Lord, is for my classes in Biblical Hebrew. I needed a Brown's Driver's Briggs Hebrew lexicon. There's a mouthful. And was unable to find the book at half off the normal price. This is a wonderful blessing. Send me the link, Sister Leanne, if you can. I want to check that book out, too. And so, and then she says, the third, praise the Lord, is that after paying my bills today, I checked and a blessing happened. I realized the credit card I paid off a while back in the year had a reward amount to the company, a reward amount that the company gave for me to spend. So I went and I looked and found a coin Greek Textus Receptus New Testament and was able to get this book for only $4.95. And the last praise the Lord is for helping His helping hand in our daily needs, physically, emotionally, and especially spiritually. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless, she says. God bless you too, sister. And then, okay, we got any other hands? Well, nope. Okay, I got a... Well, my last one here is from Brother Gideon, and it's kind of long, so let me see. I got any emails here? I can't check the... Well, let me see. See, because I'm on... let's see if I got... Oh, I got a text here on... I just sent you a message and email, and all I got here is someone's phone number, a 708 number. Boy, that looks familiar. Let me check the email real quick. Oh, I'm thinking of Sister Marie. Yeah, I'm thinking of Sister Marie, so I better put her name on. I don't know. I'm not going to put Sister's name there if I'm not 100% sure on it, unless she mentions that she texted me, because that's the ministry phone. But the it is also the conference call. I also want to praise the Lord that we got I got the conference, you know, this freeconferencecall.com, for the church services. And I've been doing it for 2 weeks now, and I'm thinking this is the first week that someone's actually on there now, you know, listening in. Because we used to use that years ago, but I got off of it because it was very unstable, because I was using Verizon. Now I'm using AT&T, and I hardly ever lose a signal, so we should be good now. And so I decided to go back to using it, and because a lot of people, especially old folks that don't like computers and stuff, we had a lot of them on there. So, but before, I kept dropping the call, and I didn't know because in a different room. So we got one from Sister Marie. Sister, oh man, these are huge. You guys got to try to keep it under 2 hours, you know. All right, but, let's see, after the Sabbath is over, click on the link. Just save the link for now. Oh, okay, thankfully. Thank you, sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so, but Hannah, for now, you try to keep, like summarize the testimonies sometimes, because unless, of course, you get on the mic. Especially I'm the one that has to read it, because I don't know what's going on in my voice box, but I think it's getting better, but, you know, I'm in a hurry. Oh, and I just know, did somebody, okay, good, Sister Minnie is going to share it. I just saw Bennett put one in the turbo, and she's going to share it. All right, so let me share Brother Gideon's first, and then I'll drop the mic. And then I got two more, one from Sister Marie and one from Sister Hannah, that are rather huge. And then, so that'll take me a little. And then Brother Alvin, I just got one from him. Maybe there's that somewhere. Oh, thanks, Severin. Okay, Severin just let me know that the guy we're praying for that just started keeping Sabbath, his first name is Cody. Okay, so praise the Lord. And then, and that's it. And then I already got that email from Brother Dwayne earlier. All right, so Brother Gideon, he says, okay, this is update to raise and praise. This may be a long one. Thanks for the warning, bro. And he says, some context during the middle of this year. One of my work colleagues who was leaving thought I was getting underpaid. He told me given my skill set, I can at least get Y amount, like X and Y amount. I didn't really think it at the time, nor did I care too much. I thought I could eat, right? So, but it's interesting because it planted some kind of seed. That's why I asked for the raise, because he encouraged me to do so. Now, in the month they gave me that raise, we had a team meeting in person. And it was maybe I should switch companies. At the team meeting, there was this one guy speaking to a group of people shouting, "Leave this company." Well, and then he goes, LOL. Was it a sign? Who knows? Then the guy speaking to a group at the team meeting was wow, that's weird. Anyway, he says, was it a sign? Who knows? Then I was speaking to another guy who joined at the same time as me, and I told him, maybe I'll try and apply to different places after I try to get promoted. Then he said, why wait? Why not just do it now? I was speechless. I had no answer. So I prayed that if it is God's will, let him set up where I should go. A recruiter called me to update my details on their system. And Tuesday, October 19th. But I was midway cooking, and I was actually going to hang up the phone. But I thought, let me give them the time of day. I finished talking to them, go to the kitchen to prepare my food. Then I come back to my phone, and I see missed calls, and someone is trying to get through to me. I picked up, and it turns out it was a recruiter's manager. He puts me forward to a company. He calls it Company A. So I interviewed with Company A Tuesday the 26th, and they were ready to give me an offer that day in the afternoon. I had three interviews on that week, and Company A were the first. So they gave me an offer and really wanted me, and they really wanted me, it seems. So I gave them the conditions of the Sabbath, and I asked for a small increase. Then I prayed, Lord, if it would be your will, move their hearts to accept these conditions. They accepted those conditions, so I stopped the process with the other two companies. And the main things about the praise was that one day before the interview, I was practicing. Then my voice, which has been weak for some weeks, went out. I asked for prayer from the church family, and it was feeling better the day of the interview. The funny twist is most of the interview was a coding challenge, so I didn't need to do much talking as well. I would assume he's talking about computer coding. I feel my voice breaking was just a test to see what I would do. The other thing was I noticed it took 7 days from the time the recruiter called till when they gave me the offer. That was from afternoon to afternoon, he shares. And the fact that they will respect the Sabbath. It's been a very blessed month, because I remember seeing this verse as I was applying it. It even led me to pray for God to set up where I should go, and if it be his will. And the verse is Proverbs 16:9, which says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Yeah. Fran and I found that out the hard way a few times. And then he finishes here by saying, all in all, even this job will be temporary, because you know our earthly labor will be useless as the devil tries to kick us out of society. But the amazing part is how God can move us place to place if he so chooses. Brother Gideon. Amen. Amen and amen, brother. All right, let me get this out of here. And then I'm going to drop the mic. Sister Mindy has something she wants to share.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Here I am again. All right, so I wanted to share Brother Bennett had a praise, and he says, "Praise the Lord, I finally have a job after many months. Praising God, they don't require the mask or COVID vaccine as of yet, and I pray it stays that way. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord, brother." And Brother Gilbert posted something in the room here. He says, "I thank the Lord. I have it in my heart to be nice to the insects I see at the workplace. Whenever I see them on the ground at the part of the workplace where my coworkers walk and forklifts drive, and I get them out of the area and put them in the vegetation behind the workplace. I thank the Lord we're nice to the critters at the workplace in an area behind the building. A snake that was more or less 3 feet long came out from under the wood staff. Instead of attacking or trying to kill it, they just corralled it to the woods behind the building. I thank the Lord for giving me a heart for his creatures. And I thank the Lord that both the snake and the person that corralled the snake in the woods were not injured. Praise the Lord, brother." And then I want to share my praises, and I have several, as usual. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with my salvation. And I praise the Lord for my health and blessing me with the healthy food that he provides me. I praise the Lord for his protection and my job and a job where I'm able to have the Sabbath off. And I praise the Lord for my homestead, living out on the countryside. It's such a blessing. I praise the Lord for humbling me, through my job and what have you. I just praise him for humbling me more. And I praise the Lord for the trials that he allows me to go through and the peace that he blesses me with. And I praise the Lord for overcoming temptations. I had a situation Friday where a coworker of mine, he likes to bring in goodies, which I mean by, sweets that aren't good for us. And the enemy knows that that was one of my big weaknesses. The Lord helped me overcome it. But, he still tempts us in the areas where he knows that we have weaknesses. And I kept, it's like he kept whispering in my ear, the enemy, oh, come on, you can just have one. You're working hard today. You can always ask the Lord to forgive you if you just have one, and even though it's not healthy for you, you deserve it, and all these things are going in my mind, and I just kept like, no, I'm not going to give in. And I just praised the Lord, and I prayed for the Lord to help me overcome those temptations, because the enemy was working really hard, working really hard to tempt me to give in to that. And I praise the Lord I overcame that temptation. And I also praise the Lord for giving me favor with my supervisor at work. I was helping her, hang clothes out on the floor, at Goodwill. And she actually told me, "Mindy, I don't know what I'd do without you. You're such a great help." So, and this was the supervisor that had yelled at me before, and she's just being so much nicer to me, and I just praise the Lord just seeing her heart change towards me, and I know it's the Lord changing her heart, and I give him all the glory. And I praise the Lord for my pets and how healthy they are. I make their own dog food, and I see, it in their coats. They're shiny and they're just so healthy and vibrant. And I have a miniature pincher who's going to be 15 in a few months, and I take her for walks, and we go for like 2 miles, and she's 15. I mean, that's pretty old in dog. That's old for a dog. And I just praise the Lord for her health. And when we go for our nature walk, a neighbor has a couple cows. And they got them when they were, when they were calves. And so every time I walk by them, I'm like, "Hi, Moo Moo cows." And, and so they're to the point now where they like know me and Sassy, and they literally almost like come running to the fence to say hi to us. And so one of them's a little shy, and the other one is more outgoing. And, and it'll come up to me, and it will literally lick my hand. I mean, when I go to try to pet it, I mean, it's just so, I love God's creatures. They're so beautiful. And then Sassy's even getting to know the cows. She'll go up and they'll sniff her, and she'll let, you know, she used to like bark at them, but now she goes up to them and she's friendly to them. And it's just so awesome to see the animals just, you know, just be that way towards each other. You know, who would think a little dog and cows would be friends, you know? So I just praise the Lord for that. And just God is so good, guys. I just love him so much. And I praise the Lord, you know, that the Zyda rain is going to fall very soon. I believe that in all my heart. And we all must prepare for it and get ready for it. And just love the Lord and be in his word daily and pray without ceasing and get close to the Lord, as close as you can get to him. And now is the time, brothers and sisters. And I love you all. And God bless.
Amen. You know, that reminded me, too, what you were saying in regards to the healings. I don't talk about my, other than my throat, I talk about that a lot because you guys can't miss it. My voice messes up and it cracks a little bit all the time now. But I have other things going on in this old, decrepit body. But what I've been doing lately, and the Lord reminded me this of, I did this years ago, too, and I'm doing it now. And what I'm doing is with every meal, and I'm really, because, well, I'm not going to say this thing because it's between me and the Lord in regards to something I'm doing, you know, for more blessings. But with every meal, 50% of the meal is all raw. I want to get it to where it's going to be 80%. But right now it's 50% of my meal is all raw vegetables. And then, you know, the rest, and plus I'm doing this Dr. Schultz thing. It's called Superfood Plus. It's got every mineral on the planet that you need. It's a powder. I like eating the powder dry and raw, you know, just like that, because I like greens. Fran told me to try mixing with water. That way I could take more, because you can only put so much of that powder in your mouth. If, you know, you're stuck closed for a while. And so I put it, and it tastes just the same, and it's great. And this other stuff for circulation. And things have cleared up pretty quickly in some of the situations. And I attribute it to, because every time before I even put anything in my mouth, I pray and ask for a healing in specific areas with the food. Because I remember what Socrates said eons ago, right? You know, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. And that's a very wise statement, because, you know, everything on the planet is there for us to eat or be healed by, you know, like the stuff that's growing out there. And it really does work. The natural, and okay, granted, it takes a little while. I didn't really start seeing any improvement for about 3 or 4 days. But then all of a sudden, bam, I'm like 90% back when it comes to one situation. And it just, I praise his name for that. And I just got a disturbing text, though, I found from one of my daughters here that likes to do some research now and again. And you know, Courtney, she found an article where some of the medications, over-the-counter medications, are also tied to the religious. I don't know why they're saying this in the headline. Some medications are also tied to religious vaccine exemption. In other words, let me zoom in on here. It says the hospital's forms includes a list of 30 medications that used fetal cell lines during research and development. The list includes acetaminophen, whatever that is. Courtney's double-checking on this because she used to work in a pharmacy, so she's got connections, and so she's going to get back to me on that. So that one, and then albuterol, regular aspirin, I guess, ibuprofen, Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, Tums, Lipitor, Senecot, Motrin, Malox, Ex-Lax, Benadryl, Sudafed, Preparation H, Claritin, Prilosec, and Zoloft. Man, this is nuts. So she's double checking on this, but where is this article from? WebMD.com. So I don't know, WebMD, they got a little bit too many connections with the AMA from what I understand. But at the same time, they're not doing it to expose it. They're doing it to let you know, okay, you got to get a religious exemption for this as well, kind of a thing. So she is looking into that, and keep that in your prayers, because I praise God, though, I don't take stuff like that. You know, when it comes, like I use for like an aspirin, I would use, white willow bark. And because I never got into the heavy drugs when I was a teenager, and I never did stuff like Excedrin and stuff, I don't need it. The natural methods seem to work faster for me. And I would imagine for anybody else too, especially if you stop all that, you know, over-the-counter stuff, your body would bounce back, I would think, within 3 to 6 months, and then you could just take the natural stuff would work better. But I'm going to praise the Lord that we get information like this in advance so as to not be taking stuff like this. But, okay, let me list the names of the medication again there. Because, Courtney is emailing this to me, and if it turns out legit, it's going to be on the website. I'll put it on the site. Yeah, amen. Natural remedies are the only way to go. But this was the list again. Now, this first one, a couple of them I can't really pronounce too well. But, okay, that's the wrong one. That's just a picture. I want the article. And 30 common medication, 30 of them, and they don't even list 30. The first one is acetaminophen, whatever that is, albuterol, aspirin. Now, that's very generic, just saying aspirin. Which company, though? You know, because I have aspirin, stuff I used to use in the greenhouse decades ago, or not decades ago. Well, it could have been a decade. And it's like they would say it's crazy expired, but I still, you know, I put it in water, and, you know, if a plant's getting sick, one aspirin for a gallon of water kicks up the immune system for your plants. And, long ago when I used to have chest pains and stuff like that, you take an aspirin, generic, garbage, no-name brand aspirin, and chew it up and stick it under your tongue, and it gets rid of all that, you know, it thins the blood out quick. But if they're putting it in that, too, I'll just stop using that as well. I don't know if white willow bark would work that well in that. And so anyway, going on, ibuprofen, Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol. I remember having that when I was a kid. You know, you get a tummy ache, mom would always bring out the pink stuff. But I never liked it. It had like chalk. Tums. I used to always use Rolaids. But we do have Tums in the house. And so I'm thinking, yeah, we do. So that's going to hit the old circular file. And then Lipitor, Senecot, Motrin, Malox, Ex-Lax, Benadryl, Sudafed, Preparation H, Claritin, Prilosec, and Zoloft. So some of these I've seen, you know, like family members or people like Tylenol I've seen. Of course, Pepto-Bismol, aspirin, ibuprofen, Tums, Ex-Lax, Benadryl, and I've seen, you know, people using, well, not actually using it, like stuff like Preparation H, and that's about it. The other stuff, I don't know, Zoloft, I thought that was like a antidepressant or some kind of one of those commercials that you get where they have all these side effects kind of a thing. I don't know what Zoloft is. And so, okay, yeah, I know. All right, so anyway, but yeah, have 50% raw vegetables in your meal. Seriously consider it, brothers and sisters, if you're sick. Your body will respond very, very well to that. And to a point, because years ago I went straight raw right away and my immune system crashed. And then I used the neti pot that someone else had used without cleaning it properly, and I got so sick from that, this is like 20 years ago, that that was probably like 15 years ago. But I could not lay down to go to sleep because, you know, my lungs were had liquid in them. And so I had to sleep sitting up. I had a recliner, and I went to sleep sitting up. It took 3 days to get out of that. But yeah, that knocked me for a loop. So now I'm going to do the all raw thing, but I'm doing it. I'm going to wean myself into it, work myself into it. Okay, so this testimony, this next one I'm sharing is from Brother Alvin. Here, let me get it on this screen so I can read it. He says, "Happy Sabbath, Brother Nick, and all our precious brethren. This is our testimony and praise for this Sabbath. My family and I would like to thank the Lord for our salvation, protection, health, material, and spiritual blessings, and many, many more. We are also thankful for Him for our opening our way last year till now to homeschool our two kids. As we can see, they improved tremendously, not only so scholastically, but also in character building. God is so good to us. We're also thankful that we are able to send our available tracts to those who requested them, as well as handing them over to others. In fact, our brethren in the Philippines are now in the process of printing more copies of our tracts, like the Ten Commandments, The Real Agenda Behind Climate Change, and the new tract entitled Antichrist. You can see or download them at sdrtracts.org website. And I got it linked out on my site, too, in a couple spots, the SDR Tracts place. And I have used it in a video twice. I've linked them out. Anyway, thankful also, he says he's thankful also that God already provided the funds for printing. Praise the Lord, that's so fast. In parentheses. And we will just worry about the shipping to the U.S. Once printed, they will ship them here in the U.S. So please keep these publishing works in your prayer, as well as our Philippine brethren, to continue to grow in grace. We are also thankful for answering our prayers with regard to our plans, doing the work here and abroad, for truly the harvest is great, but the laborers are few, according to Luke chapter 10, verse 2, in which Jesus said, "Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." And so keep praying, brothers and sisters. We do need more laborers. We are so thankful, or we are so grateful and privileged that God can use us in these last days, so people will know the present truth, and we are all being prepared for His very soon return. In this remaining time, let our talents, capabilities, and all that we have be dedicated for the glory of the Lord and for His service. To God be the glory, and may our loving God bless us all. Yours in Christ, Calvin and family. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. What happened to the other? Oh, it's in my other email folder. Okay. Okay, this first one's going to be from Sister Hannah. And I only got one more after that, and that one will be from Sister Marie. And she says, she goes, "Hi, Pastor Nick, this is Sister Hannah from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Here is my testimony for today. God bless. Hi, everyone. Sabbath blessings. I want to thank the Lord for this final season He has us all in where He has placed each and every one of us. I want to thank Him for His travel mercies, the provision of His only begotten Son, the endless blessings He has given us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the joy that comes with sharing with others. I am so thankful for brothers and sisters worldwide and for Testimony Sabbath. Hearing everyone's praises has been such an encouragement to me." You wouldn't believe how many. Every now and then I'll get an email from people. Even people listening at WTBR, they heard a testimony service we did years ago. I'm like, wow. If I recall correctly. Anyway, she says, going on, "I am thankful for the spiritual spankings and trials He gives and his continued kindness in forgiving us and giving us opportunities to be faithful when we have fallen short or failed a test. I was supposed to share a testimony last Testimony Sabbath and let the enemy keep me from praising our Lord and our Savior's name. So I am thankful for the Lord's mercy and giving me an opportunity to share with you all this Testimony Sabbath. I love how He is so faithful to answer no matter how small a request may seem. The other day I realized I was going to need a new planner as mine will be done in December. I made a mental note and thought about how I would love to be able to find a nice one at a good price soon and then moved on with my day. The Lord happened to later in the week guide Sister Christy, her daughter, and her daughter and I unexpectedly to go to a city about 2 hours away from for a few things. And one of the blessings of that trip was that, sure enough, he guided me to find a new planner on clearance for the coming next part of the 2022 year. I was so excited. The little things that he does for us that bring so much joy. He heard my thoughts and requests even then. What a loving father we have. She goes on to say that getting to go to town for errands, which is about an hour away, is always a blessing. And sometimes even Sister Christy and I get to our car pulled together. One of the days a few weeks ago, as we were leaving town to head back home, we were about 15 minutes out of town when the Holy Spirit convicted me that there was one more thing he needed to do for us to do before continuing to head home. We pondered if he needed us to go back to town, and was there someone we needed to talk to, or did we just simply need to stop on the side of the road? Maybe he was protecting us from something. So we pulled over, and so we prayed, so we could pray more about it. And very soon after, someone so kindly pulled over to see if we were okay. It was then God guided me to grab a Mark of the Beast track, get out of the car to thank her so kindly, stopping to give her that track. That was why he needed us to pull over. Praise the Lord. God is so faithful. Amen. Amen. And so there, she goes on. The past few weeks, I have had some of the worst and heaviest temptations I've had ever experienced before my walk or in my walk. The enemy has been so mad. He knows he is dying real soon and trying to do everything he can to discourage. But praise the Lord. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. That's James 1, verse 2. I had some spurts of straight-up rejections when sharing truth, handing out tracts, as I'm sure that has happened with many of you, which, praise the Lord for his loving tests, to see if we will continue to share no matter how many rejections we receive. But with some of those rejections, God has been guiding me to ask if I can share one quick thing. And when they are willing to listen, sometimes after hearing what God has me share, I offer the same track again, and then they accept it. God is so good. I pray that this is an encouragement to you all. I have had severe allergies my whole life, and God has so graciously healed me, healed my wheat gluten allergy, my chickpea sensitivity, and my nut allergy, like pecans, and walnuts, almonds, cashews, pistachios, etc. I haven't fully eaten peanut butter yet, but have now put it on my skin and lip, which is a huge step, as I would panic just being in the same room with it. But praise the Lord for his healing. I believe very soon, so that the name of Christ can be glorified, I will be eating peanuts too. If I could ask for prayer for my dad, Dave, my mom, Marie, and my 18-year-old little brother, Connor, my little brother has been through much conflict and stress in his life. And now much change is with his older siblings, his brother Austin, and I, following the Lord. Oh, this is Austin's sister. Well, that's good to know. The singer, right? The guy that's singing. So brother Austin and I following the Lord and being kicked out for it. Praise the Lord. God is graciously working in my mom and dad's heart. And a lot has changed for the good since being kicked out. And then she goes on. Connor is asking questions again and really is in the middle of it all, getting pulled in every direction. So please keep Connor in your prayers. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, he's thinking. He might be on the fence. We're going to knock him over to the good side with as much love as we can muster. So keep praying, brothers and sisters. And so she says, the enemy is using my mom and dad still so much to keep Connor from wanting or getting the full truth. Prayerfully, they all will repent and come to want to follow or fully follow and obey the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul, as with so many other souls. Thank you for the prayers, brothers and sisters, And thank you for bearing with my long overdue praise, praying for you all. God's many blessings through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Love, Sister Hannah, from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And that reminds me of the Upper Peninsula because my wife used to frequent there. Her parents used to go up there a lot. And we haven't gone, and maybe we never will, but it'd be nice if we could one day, because I want to go and check out that spot where she carved Nick and Fran with a knife. I thought she said it was a tree, but I find out later it was an actual telephone pole or something, which is fine because telephone poles will last for, you know, upwards of 100 years, and so maybe we can find it. And whenever I hear the term Upper Peninsula, she says, yeah, that's where she did it. We were just dating at the time, you know, like young teenagers at the time. So kind of like locked us in that one there, girl. All right, and then this last one, let me check my email real quick. And Sister Minnie's got her hand up, so let me just do this one last. Oh, Kara. Okay. Oh, I got a 3 praises from Sister Kara. Well, let me do this one for Marie first real quick. Oh, and thank you, Sister Jennifer. I got that, you know, thank you for all the emails that you, and then Brother Keem, that you guys keep sending, and everybody, and what is it, Sister Amber sends me some, and then there's another sister, I'm so sorry, sister, I forget your name, that they send me an article every now and then. But I couldn't believe the one article Sister Jennifer sent about it's called Crazy Eyed Women Says as soon as her infant child can get vaccinated, she's going to deliberately spread COVID everywhere to infect the unvaccinated. Well, we got an immune system, so we're not worried about it. But yeah, and I'm going to be putting that on the site. And by the way, that kind of stuff goes on. It's still on my Plandemic page or pandemic.htm. And but it's password protected because of certain attacks on the ministry recently. And so reply, pop out. Oh, I already did pop that one out. So discard. All right, this is from Sister Marie. She says, Church family, I know that this is testimony Sabbath and not confession Sabbath, but I feel I need to confess something that I've been keeping to myself. I don't know if I should read this out loud. Well, I'll stop if I need to. I better snooze that alarm 1 hour. Okay. She says, I feel that this whole year has been a bad and sad year for me. Please don't feel sorry for me because I know it has been a bad year for many people. The beginning of year 2021 began with learning that my son had cirrhosis. As time progressed, I worried and cried and pleaded with the Lord to give him another chance in life. As my son grew worse because he could not stop drinking and refused my help to send him to rehab, I began to wonder why God didn't help him. I tried to block it out of my heart and my mind by praising and singing to the Lord every day with the hope that God would take mercy on me and heal my son. In May, when my husband and I caught the COVID virus and my husband had to be hospitalized, I felt torn between my son and my husband. I had my son in Texas and my husband here. She lives in Illinois, by the way. I struggled a little with an evil fever that wouldn't go away, and during that time, I began to feel bitterness in my heart. Yes, I still praise God. I still praise God's name and saying to him every day, but my heart felt heavy. It felt angry. And then my son died in August. I did not go to see him before he died, but I did FaceTime with him and talked on the phone with him and prayed over him each time we talked. When I went to go bury my son, I felt this tremendous anger towards God because I wanted my son to live. I wanted my husband healed, and it appeared that God wanted something different. I came home, still talking to God, trying to keep my true thoughts to myself. Instead of talking to him and singing to God, I wanted to ask why. Why did he take my son? Why did he find it necessary to make me cry instead of healing my son? Why did God want to hurt me this way? I'm not a perfect person. I've sinned by having anger towards God. I confess that I questioned God. I finally asked the question of why or how does it glorify God to see others suffer or have a broken heart? I got over this anger just recently because I feel God has helped me to understand him a little better. I believe God will allow me to see my son again in new life, a new time, a time where there will be no sorrow. I am not mad at God, and I no longer feel angry, but I sometimes have trouble understanding him, and I confess that my anger almost pulled me away. I'm fine now, and I am at peace, and I can only pray that God forgives me. Separate blessings, Sister Marie. My only counsel on that would be to, of course, trust him. And his ways are not our ways. It's always whatever's best is what he allows to happen. We got to get a handle on that, though, because this is very grieving, and this is difficult for us. You know, I've had loved ones that I have prayed for that did die, too, and refused to do the right thing, you know, to be healed. But we also have to take into consideration it's a broken world. And like some people say, why would God allow people to be born without arms and legs or to get disease or whatever? God didn't allow any of that. He doesn't do that. Nothing evil comes from him. Mankind broke the system to where children will be born without arms or legs or diseases will happen because of some of the things that mankind is, you know, doing to the atmosphere now, like Sister White prophesied. They are poisoning the atmosphere, so there's going to be a lot more people getting sick. And then with the 5G, with all those people that got the vaccines, with those metal particles in their bodies, yeah, they're going to be able to program to do just about anything, which would most assuredly be die. So it's a broken system. We are in the very last of days. And, you know, like people dying now is like when I think of Bruce, this one guy I used to hang with that I met him. I was on my way to a place that I used to frequent before I quit shooting pole. I was working in a small town, and I praise God for this because this opened my eyes to something in a big way. Because Bruce was not supposed to be alive. I met a dead man. He was not supposed to be alive. And what I mean by that is, and this is a mighty praise, and I've never shared this in this context before. But when I met him, I had been, like I said, going to a pool hall. It was a family billiards where right on the wall it had a sign, no smoking, no gambling, no cursing. It was a family billiards in a small town outside of Chicago, way outside of Chicago, about 3 hours out. We actually lived in that town for a year before we found our first farmhouse. And I handed him a track. I happened to be walking towards this place, and he was walking towards me, and I had one track left. And it was a huge track about the mark of the beast. It was the, you know, 15 by 17 sheet of paper, folded over with another 8.5 by 11 insert in it. It was a lot of information. That boy read it all. And a week later, I happened to be going to that pool hall again, right? And here he comes walking towards me, and we hit it off. He kept Sabbath. He believed in it. And he actually helped me when the Seventh-day Adventist Church approached me through this one guy I knew from Pastor Russ's days that was a Seventh-day Adventist minister, and I never knew it. When I was pulpit preaching, he used to come to our Sunday-keeping church and listen to us preach. And him and I hit it off. He was like in his 80s already by then. But this, like a general conference kind of guy, well, he is a general conference guy now, approached me and asked that he wanted to start, the Seventh-day Adventist Church wanted to start a Seventh-day Adventist Church in our home when we were living outside. We were living in Illinois at the time. And I've told this part to many of you before, wherein I was praying. We had a few meetings, and one of my problems was with their Christmas stuff. And I told Bruce about it. I says, you know, hey, bro, you know, because Bruce was on the same page. And I says, you know, I got all this information about Christmas, but if I bring it up, it's going to rub the guy the wrong way. But if I had a third party stepping in, it might work out well. So Bruce says, all right, I'll do it. And so he came over, and he wasn't browbeaten, but, boy, he was not letting up. He says, well, why do you guys do this when the Bible says that? And this, so he was letting it in, you know. And the guy wasn't coming up with any good answers. So I went into prayer the next day. And we were supposed to have a meeting that Friday. And I said, Father God, if you do not want me to be connected with these people in any way, shape, or form, please let it be that they call and cancel the meeting for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. And, like, reschedule or whatever. And not 20 minutes later, phone rang. This is before we had cell phones and we didn't have caller ID, none of that stuff. And it was them. And it says, we got to cancel the meeting. We have something come up. We got to set it up for another time. And it says, I told them everything I just told you about my prayer. I says, the Lord is telling me point blank that I am not to be associated with you. I don't want to say that to anger you or anything like that, but I'm just letting you know that the Lord answered his prayer within 20 minutes. I prayed that if he doesn't want me to be associated with you, that you need to call me within minutes to cancel this meeting for Friday. And they did just that. And so we said our goodbyes, and that was it. And Bruce, of course, later died. He had to have back surgery, and they gave him OxyContin. We all know about that, right? And how people literally forget they took it, and they take another one, and that kills him. That's what happened to Bruce. He went into drugs, none of that stuff. And but he found Christ. He had a smile on his face in the casket. That was the first time I ever did a funeral, and I lost it. I bawled my eyes out up there. But I was able to compose myself and get back to it. But why did I say that he was dead? Why did I say he should have died? Bruce got run over when he was living in California. He showed me a picture of what he looked like before he got run over by a car. Literally, they put a sheet over him and say, this guy's gone, because his skull was cracked wide open. It was open. Not wide, but they could see this gray matter. And he grabbed the sheet and put it down and said, I ain't dead yet. And they repaired him. Obviously, but they had to put some silicone cheekbones in there for him, but they said they can't do it now. You have to wait about 6 months to heal up, and then we'll put the bones in there. And then when he came back, he says, there's no need. And I go, why? He says, your calcium deposits grew for some weird reason exactly like cheekbones. So he showed me a picture of before and after. He doesn't look the same way. And so could it be, Sister Marie, your son was ready, let's say. I don't know the situation. I don't know if he accepted Christ. He didn't say any of that here. But you did say you prayed over him, and he didn't have issue with that, so it does look good. But could it be like with Bruce or even William Miller? Remember how he died? Sister White said he was headed towards an area that would cause him to fall off the path. He couldn't handle what was coming, so the Lord allowed him to get sick and die. Could that be that's what happened to Angel, your son? I know that's what happened to Bruce, because of all he kept looking for a woman. He couldn't find one. And I kept telling him, maybe the Lord don't want you to have a woman because of, the way things were at that time. And because it's not always the best thing to get married. Even Paul said it. I would rather you be like me. But if you can't prevent burning with lust, well, then, yeah, get married. And so I'm hoping and praying, as we are, that the Lord gives you this peace. And I know he has already. Sister Marie has already declared that she's no longer angry at him. But we all need to understand that there is going to be a lot of deaths in the coming months and years from now because of what they have done to these people. The Georgia Guidestones kind of let that cat out of the bag 20 years ago. And so this is how they decided to do it, and they're doing it. And we have to get, realize too, and a lot of people, Christians included, may have got the vaccine without realizing it. Does this mean they're going to hell in a handbasket? No, they didn't know. It's just like with anybody else, they just didn't know that what they did was sinful. The Lord's going to wink, just like he winked for us in the sins we did. Oh, praise the Lord. Sister Marie says, yes, my son repented and told me he was sorry and that he loves me and always loved me until his last breath. Praise the Lord. But I admit I was angry. I am no longer angry, just a little sad. Amen, my sister. Praise the Lord. And so perhaps Angel couldn't handle what's coming. The Lord allowed him to take a nap. There's a lot of people out there that are going to be taking naps in the coming days because they're not going to be able to handle what's coming. Hence the reason for only 144,000 in the Gideon band. So pray for each other. We all need strength. Amen and amen. So thank you for sharing, Sister Marie. I thought I was going to have to stop, but boy, it turned out to be a very nice, blessed testimony. Thank you, Sister. Now, Sister Kara. Oh, is Sister Minnie got her hand up? Okay, I'm going to drop the mic. So let me drop.
Oh,
Hello, brothers and sisters. I have another praise to share, and this praise is from Brother Seth Horson. It says, I praise the Lord for helping me with the present truth through this ministry. I am praying for His will to be done, since He revealed me this truth. It must be shared to all my brothers and sisters here in, I don't know if I can pronounce this, Tamil Nadu. In India, especially in SDA Church. I came out of there when I was hearing these things from Bro Nick. Also, brothers and sisters, pray for my understanding and knowledge to know, obey, and share our Lord's words. I praise the Lord for many good things He has done for me and my many brethren, which I see here now. Praise the Lord, brother. And I also wanted to share, Sister Marie shared in the chat room, I thank the Lord for understanding me and helping me to accept His will. I trust God and will praise His name every day of my life. Praise the Lord, dear sister. All right, thank you for all your praises, brothers and sisters.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right. This next praise is from Sister Kara. Well, she's got three emails that she sent me. Let's see, make sure I got the first one first. I think this is the first one. She says, let me pop it out. Get it on the right monitor. All right, she says, I want to praise the Lord for His love and His mercy He always has for us and for never giving up on me. I also want to praise His name for my oldest daughter, Tigat. I probably massacred that name, but she says, my oldest daughter, Tigat, decided not to go through with an abortion. Praise God. She was so scared because of her opiate addiction that her baby would not be healthy or possibly losing the baby. I praise the Lord for God using those Christian women to change her heart. I can't praise Him enough for Him protecting my daughter and my grandson through all of this. He is healthy, and everything is normal. I know this is a blessing for my daughter for not going through with the abortion. He is due December 8th. God bless you all and say have a blessing. And she's got another one. Praise the Lord. And let me pop that one out. It's called Pop Out. That's why I keep saying that. And, it's the same one. It just doubled the email. Well, that happens. I notice that a lot. Anyway, it's okay. She goes, praise continued. My daughter, Caitlin, is no longer on opiates. Okay, that was her. Okay, so it messed up. It just said T-G-O-T was the name of her daughter, but now I guess it's Caitlin. And says, is no longer on opiates, but because of the danger of the baby going through severe withdrawals, they started her on methadone, which is not good either. So please keep this in your prayers. I just can't thank and praise Him enough for protecting my daughter and my grandson. Amen. Amen and amen. So, yeah, we'll definitely. Well, here, let me. Let's see. Oh, Courtney just sent me some information about this. The children they're trying to make people look like, she goes, so basically they're trying to make us look like hypocrites and uneducated on why we don't want the COVID vaccine if they're doing the same thing in these meds that people do take. We don't, but, you know. They're pointing out how a lot of Christians take this, but not the shot. So I'm more inclined to believe it's true, but I'm still, me too. But, yeah, that's good to know. What's this here? I got this from Brother Severn. Yeah, was it Hippocrates? Yeah, I think it was I would say Socrates. It's Hippocrates. I don't know what this, oh, immune system, like drinks or whatever. Thanks, Brother Severn. I'm definitely going to check that out. And, yeah, amen. And thank you all for, by the way, people sending me emails about, you know, what happens to a body when it fasts. I know I realized that too, but three of you, separate people, sent me the same more or less information. I'm thinking, okay, but I got to, my body's got to calm down because of what I did last fast. And, but yeah, I noticed on a specific day, the body, when the fasting, it's focused towards the brain. And it really does clarify things. And so fasting is very important. And it's also good spiritually. You know, fasting and prayer is, you know, about the best prayer you can do, you know, bar none. So let me check my email one more time to see if anybody else emailed me. Looks like everybody that was on the conference call have hanged up. I hear the elevator music again. What is the longest that is safe to fast? Depends on you. Us old guys can, you know, make it only a few days. And some people one day and that's it. I know I'll get rubbery legs within a certain time. And but what I did, I didn't eat anything regardless. I took a large glass of V8, you know, with, you know, like juicing. Like all the, you know, and then that got rid of the rubber leg syndrome. You know, like all of a sudden I felt my legs were made out of rubber. And it looks like I got, Sister Pam just PM'd me here. Yeah, Sister Fran's okay, Sister Pam. Well, look at that, I'm a poet, didn't even know it. But yeah, she's doing great. She's with a couple of the sisters, they're having a little Sabbath gathering, and they're not doing it here, let's put it that way. They're having a little get-together, and so, but, yeah, you could do a juice fast, too. I've known people that do, I've done that, if I recall, if not, because we have a macerator juicer, you know, and you can go literally forever, or a Daniel fast. You could, the Daniel fast you could do for weeks, and what that is the food that you don't care for, just enough to, you know, nothing like what I would call Daniel fast. I don't eat bread anymore, but. Or I try to keep away from it because I got a gluten belly. You know, I guess we all have gluten intolerance because of what they did to the wheat. And so the wheat is so cracked up and messed up that unless you make your own bread, you know, you're going to have to deal with that. That's why so many people are gluten intolerant because what they did to it, you know, the government and the AMA and everybody else. But the Daniel fast, what I used to do years ago was bread and water. And my favorite bread for that would be like what they call Janela, or is it Ganella? I don't know. It's an Italian bread. And that's all I would eat, bread and water. And but it is a very, very, very powerful fasting. I remember, you know, seeing how the Lord blessed us with major answers to prayers in regards to very, very scary situations, though, like about 18 years ago and then, you know, recently and stuff like that. And so, yeah, you could do that too. See, going on an all raw plant fast for a week, I did that before, like I said, though, but I didn't, I should have not done the other thing with the neti pot and all that. I should have just done straight raw and then just worked my way back into eating cooked. But yeah, like right now, my dinners are, or my food rather, I don't eat three times a day. I'm doing something right now, but, there's all different types of fasting. You can actually fast from an event you like to do, like something you like to do, or a specific food that you crave. You fast it so as to put your flesh in subjection and don't let it overcome your flesh, you know, because you got to have it, you know, that kind of thing. And if alcoholics were to get a grip on this, they might end up quit drinking. Just fast. Don't drink for a week. Try it. And this is what always get me, too. I've seen this happen more than a few times because, you know, I've been in and out of jail, and I've seen other guys have gone to jail. And you can't smoke in jail nowadays. Back in the day, yeah, you could smoke in jail, but you couldn't drink. Unless, of course, you were in prison and they got it, you know, they cook it in there. But I have seen guys that have been in jail for like 6 months, couldn't have a cigarette, couldn't have a drink, because they're really locking them down now. Well, the county lockups is what I'm saying, you know, waiting out of trial, because you can go 364 days in a county jail. And they get out, and they literally got past the cigarettes. They don't smoke anymore. And what do they do when they come out of jail? Buy a pack of smokes and start up again. He says, man, you had a, you know. So a lot of times the Lord, well, like if you're not listening to him, he'll make it to where you've got no choice now. So you end up behind bars. You can't drink, can't smoke. And so hopefully, I don't know, what's leptin? Leptin, never heard of it. So, just like children. Yeah. So, Brother Warren, please go to your name. I sent the message. Oh, Brother Warren, you got a PM from Sister Martha. So. Oh, it's a book. Okay. Yeah, and if you're having issues with, well, there's always different ways of eating, too. Instead of three meals a day, well, I, for decades, I don't even know when the last time I had three meals a day. I usually do two. And you can even get it down to one meal a day for a while to do something for the Lord. And there's all different ways of fasting. Yeah, all different ways. So let me just see. I'll check my email one last time. Oh, Brother Gregory sent a text. Let me pop it out here, put it on the screen. So, yeah, I wonder if they got that stuff. I just looked at that email from Brother Severin again. I wonder if they got that stuff on Amazon. Because it looks like they're moving a lot of the stores to empty their shelves so that, you know, they got more control over the buy and sell issue, so you got to buy online kind of a thing. But anyway, I know they're going to slowly work their way towards that end, no doubt. But they got to go with the digital dollar first. So anyway, Brother Greg says, Sabbath peace. This testimony is from many years ago when I first joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church at age 18. It tells when things may not seem to be going your way to remain cheerful. Jehovah Jireh, our Lord provides. One Sabbath, I rode to church with my family. At the end of church, my dad had a car full of people to drop off at home, and my mom was getting a ride to a friend's house for lunch. That car was also full. No room for me. I had a few dollars in my pocket, so I went back into the church to ask if anyone had change so I could take the bus home. Someone notified me we weren't to make change on Sabbath. You weren't even supposed to. Yeah, you can't. Actually, they should have told you you can't buy anything. You can't purchase a bus ride. Let me just, well, somebody's PMing me, I guess. So anyway, somebody notified me we weren't to make change on Sabbath. I hadn't learned about changing money yet and felt no one wanted to help, especially when some people had room to give me a ride but were not going in my direction. I thought about walking, but home was a great distance away. I then walked towards the bus, deciding to pay a whole dollar for what only cost 40 cents. Once I reached the bus stop, I looked down at the street to see if a bus was coming, not one in sight. I looked the opposite way in the stoplight and watched it turn from green to yellow and red and thought, Lord, this is supposed to be your, Lord, this is supposed to be your people? If I get on this bus, I'm never coming back here again. While watching the red light, I heard a car drive up. I heard an electronic window lower. Brother Greg. I turned and looked. It was a Bible worker from the church. Brother Greg, get in. You're coming to my house for lunch today. I ran over, jumped in, and said, thank you. I hear you. Thank you, Lord. I hear you. I was so amazed he answered the prayer of my heart so quickly. Not only did I get a ride, I got upgraded to lunch and a Bible study. Praise God. Yeah, amen to that, brother. Amen. And I hope and I take it you're not SDA any longer, but that was nice for that to happen. That was quite a while ago, huh? So praise the Lord. All right, let me check my emails here. Oh, Sister Stephanie. Oh, she's not. It's not. Well, we got another sister in the faith that wants to start passing out tracts, so I'm praising. I'm praising God for that.
Anything else I can give you the
I don't know, Sister Stephanie in church right here. Is she in the room? Let me just check real quick. Oops. Don't want to click on anybody's name. Stephanie. No, she's not. She's probably on the stream or WTPR. I'm going to send her your way, Brother Alvin. Is he here? Because I don't know the time change. I keep forgetting to look at the time change for... Yeah, Brother Alvin's here. You mind if I send her your way, bro? I'm gonna give her my link to the tracks page and then your link to your site because that's where all the tracks are. I actually been telling people just go to your, you know, like on my tracks page. I do have my tracks, but on I have this big thing that's sdrtracks.org. So let me just I'll just email her the links that she's gonna need. And so, but yeah, she's gonna start passing out the tracks, praise the Lord. So let's see. Okay, I just checked. And I just checked Turbo. I don't see any hands up. Tisk, tisk. And my grandma used to do that, you know, that when you did something wrong. How she did it so fast, you know. And she always, it was just, that was the thing though in the 60s and 70s, you know. That was, you know, grandma coming over and giving you all sorts of, you know, headaches. She was the mean one. But I hope and pray that she made it. I hope and prayed back then that she made it. You can't pray for her. Anybody that's already gone to sleep. So I guess we're going to play some music. And I don't know who's doing the 5 o'clock. Brother Eli did it last two Sabbaths. Oh, okay. So Brother Dwayne's going to be putting up some music here in a moment. And then we'll come back, have some prayer. And in the meantime, let me just check my email one last time. Okay, so any email that comes, I'm not going to check it anymore. So any praises that come in now, I'll just add them to next month like I always do. Because a lot of people get them in too late. And that's fine. That's okay. We can share them next month. It's not like we're going anyplace. Unless, of course, we are going someplace. Like, that's up to our Father. So anyway, Brother Dwayne, if you could please share some music. Thank you, my brother.
I love the truth that you and I get together with. Such wonderful people love the thrill that I feel when I get together with. Such wonderful people, what a sight to see over happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I when I get together with such wonderful people. Now it can be just anywhere, two or three are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can compete. Be the thrill I feel whenever that's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. And on that great reunion day, when our Lord said, come away, and the saints from every land sing to the gate, joining loved ones from the throne, at last we'll all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill we've ever known. I love the thrill that I feel when I get
Check my cell phone. I just got a text real quick here. What is this? I have no idea what this is. All right. Oh, and Brother Severin, ignore that email I just sent you. I don't know why. I clicked on Sister Stephanie's email, and then for some reason I went to yours, and then I sent an email to you thinking I was sending it to Stephanie. So just ignore that. So I sent it to Stephanie, the links that she's going to need. Okay, what is this? Wait, what is this? Oh, Luke just sent me, Luke sent us to Courtney. I don't know if she's got it. I don't know why my phone's going. You got to install some cloud or something. I don't know what is going on here. But it's all about the stuff that's like Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, Senecot, Motrin, all that stuff having the baby cells in it. Okay, but yeah. It doesn't mean, if we didn't know it, then we're not in sin. No big deal. So, because some people in the church family, I'm sure, and even in my family, have taken some of those things like ibuprofen and Tylenol and all that stuff. So, anyway, if we can kneel, please do so. We just have to look for better options. All right, bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us with eyes that see. Thank you for all the praises that were shared today. Thank you so much for everything you're doing, from the little prayers to the whoppers. I mean, it's just amazing the things that you are doing for your children. Thank you for teaching us how to love you and how to bow before you in worship and perfect respect and love. And thank you for keeping us safe as we go day by day to do this work you would have us do. And thank you for the way the Holy Spirit prods us to go forth and do it and share it and whatever. And the hedge of angels while we're doing it, keeping us safe. And new seeds whenever we go into your word. And Father, we continue to pray for our loved ones that aren't where they should be in their walk. And that you continue to keep a hedge of angels around them, especially angels with seeds to offer, so that they have every opportunity possible to bow to your Son as Savior. And Father, thank you for letting us do the research and find out for sure what's going on with these over-the-counter drugs and stuff, and how they're letting the cat out of the bag on that just so that they can push the vaccine by letting people know certain things that nobody knew about that they were doing in the back, which shows how bad this society is. And so thank you, Father. And thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath day. And we offer this prayer and all these praises unto you. And all those that are on the prayer list that are in need, we offer this prayer and praise in the name of your precious Son, our Savior, our King, for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.